while ago, as God is marching on, when he turns around, will he see you marching behind him with the truth of the living God? I have a few bedrooms in my house. I have one that is called the master bedroom. It will continue to be called the master bedroom. Most gracious Heavenly Father, give us a spiritual stubbornness. We shall not be moved, nor will we back down. We will continue marching behind our Heavenly Father, the living God, the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, who marches on with the truth of the living God. Thank you for this church. Thank you for its love for prayer, the Word of God, fellowship with Him, fellowship with our brother and sister in Christ. Jesus may be white, but He is no racist, nor should anything be torn down of Him. Enough is enough. It is time to take that stand, especially in Washington, where some of our Republican brothers have lost their backbone. But the church is not. We will preach Jesus Christ here no matter what the cost. We will not tap out. We may get down from time to time, as you know, Lord. But you've already won the war. Yes, there'll be many battles, we're learning. They're not going to be easy. As we learn what is going to characterize life in the church age that we're now in, help me with my anger. I'm not happy. Help me to say the right things. Speak through me, please. I pray for America. God's grace is all over it. And I thank you for that last book of Revelation where my King and Lord is coming. Instill in these people a spiritual strength, godly wisdom, that they will not be rattled at all in what is taking place. God is in control. Thank goodness for that. Give us the spiritual sense we need to do the right things at the right time. And give us the spiritual strength that when confronted by the demonic powers that will increase, we will face them in the power of God and by His Word. Thank you for loving us and giving us what is needed at exactly the right time. We pray for our law enforcement. We back the blue. We will continue to do so. We pray for their courage and courage to be given to them, that they may do a task that is becoming more difficult as each day comes. strengthen their families, their loved ones, those that work with them. Lawlessness doesn't belong. We need law. We need our law enforcement. Pray for them night and day that your will is going to be done, and we will meet the enemy with resistance. In Jesus' name I pray this prayer, all for your glory and for the advancement of the army of the living God. Amen. Your printout, please. You'll notice the title, The Emergence of Pestilences and New Diseases. Underline those two words, new and diseases. I hate to tell you this, but I'm going to break it to you. You now have a different strand of the swine flu. It is coming out of China, headed this direction. We already have coronavirus. And people are saying, how do we handle it? Are we really equipped to do what is necessary to defeat it? But now there's another one on the heels of coronavirus. Again, the strand of swine flu. Introduction. Jesus forewarned, underline the word forewarned. Get ready to write a short note. And here's that short note. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is not spiritual joy. Jesus says, I'm warning you of what is coming, so you will not be robbed of your spiritual joy and emotional stability. As I said earlier in prayer, we are not saved to tap out during times of difficulty. We are to follow the Lord Jesus Christ as He leads during these times of difficulty, during these times of new diseases that are beginning to come in one after another. And you know what? Don't be too alarmed. Jesus forewarned of that. He said it is coming. He said it's going to happen. He's giving you divine insight. For Jesus is God. And so He's forewarning us of what He knows is going to happen. He's forewarning us of what He's going to allow to happen. So when I look at all of this, it hit me in the face pretty hard. It may seem very scary and destructive to a lot of people, especially those without Christ. But to me, it is a message of grace. God is telling us. Jesus Christ is forewarning us. Here's what's coming. Here's what's going to happen. Now may the grace of God fill your life. And may the grace of God come upon you and convict you of your unbelief. And may it be turned into belief in Jesus Christ. Then to the church, what is He saying? Stand up for Jesus Christ. We are soldiers of the cross. We are soldiers of the Lord. We will march forward. We will not give in, nor will we give up during this time of such tragedy and difficulty. For Jesus says, it's coming, it's already here, and it's going to get worse. So if you want that Pollyanna sermon, go listen to Joel Osteen. Jesus forewarned that at the very end of the age, underline the word age, it is a reference to the church age. You and I are in the church age. It began on the day of Pentecost. It will end at the rapture of the church. Jesus forewarned that at the very end of the age, the church age that we are living in, there would be an emergence. Underline the word emergence, please. The word emergence, when you look it up, means something becoming exposed after being concealed. Does Jesus know what is concealed? He's God, He's all-knowing. And He knows exactly when He's going to release these new tragedies, these new diseases He's forewarned us that were coming. Since He knows they're coming, He took the time to tell us that He has equipped us and is equipping us to handle all He's going to allow. Jesus forewarned that at the very end of the age, there would be an emergence of diseases. He said, there shall be pestilences. Now, you'll find that only in the King James language, the word pestilence. Matthew 24:7. Look at the word pestilence. It is a Greek medical term that described disease. However, in Matthew 24:7, the word is used in its plural form. This means Jesus predicted that a phenomena, underline that word phenomena. I would ask Joe Biden to pronounce that, but I don't think he can handle it. The word phenomenon means something impressive or extraordinary. Something impressive or extraordinary. So listen to what Jesus is saying. This means Jesus predicted that something impressive or extraordinary is on its way. Get prepared for it. And don't say, I don't know how. It's in the Word of God. That's where your equipping is going to come from. He's already laid it out. So this means Jesus predicted something impressive or extraordinary would develop. Underline the word develop, please. The word develop means to make clear by degrees, not all of a sudden, but little by little. If it was all of a sudden, we couldn't handle it. But little by little, there is no excuse why we can't handle it. The word develop, to make clear by degrees, to cause something to change into a more advanced state. So Jesus says, there's things that are coming, there's things that I am going to unleash upon the world that is going to develop into an advanced state. And you can't stop it. Would develop at the end of the age in which multiple sicknesses, you say, we're doing all we can to handle one, and you're going to allow multiple? I don't think we can do that. Jesus says, I know exactly what you can or can't do. But if you're reading in between the lines, there's that grace. I'm hoping when all of this is revealed that has been concealed and is unleashed upon the world that you're living in, many of you that are unsaved are going to say, I need Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I'm ready for the grace of God in my life. I am not the king I thought I was. When you see yourself as your own God, you begin to make your own rules. And that's what's walking the streets we call riots today. When you think you're your own God, you become extremely selfish. And that's what's walking the streets today. Let's go back. This means Jesus predicted that a phenomenon would develop at the end of the age in which multiple sicknesses and diseases would simultaneously, you know what that word simultaneously means, occurring at the same time. Oh, some are going to say, I wish this would stop and You know, if you just give us one thing at a time, I think we could handle it. He said, that's not going to happen. I'm going to pour out the bucket on the world. And I won't even say good luck. But I will say, by the grace of God, come to me, please. Number one, since we are living at the time of the last of the last days, it is necessary, underline the word necessary, please. The word necessary means something needed or vital for the fulfillment of a need. Well, what is necessary and what is the need? Since we are living at the time of the last days, it is necessary for us to know. He takes away that ignorance, doesn't he? It is necessary for us to know. Underline the word K-N-O-W. The word know means to have clear and certain perception. So what is it that Jesus wants to have a clear and certain perception about? Please listen. Since we are living at the time of the last days, it is necessary for us, God's people, to have a clear and certain perception, to know exactly. Did you get that word exactly? In other words, get in the Word of the living God and ask for a precise understanding of the Word that you have your head in, which is God's holy Word. I don't want a general understanding. I want something precise. And it's in the Word of God, or He would not say so. Some people say, Terry, just give me the icing on the cake. I'll give you the icing on the cake, and then I'm going to give you the recipe. All the ingredients that it took to make the cake. That's what it takes to live the Christian life. Not just the icing, not just the easy messages, but you need the ingredients, and the ingredients are the Word of the living God that has come from God Himself. Since we are living at the time of the last days, it is necessary to have clear and certain perception for us to know exactly what the Bible promises, exactly, underline that if you will, underline two words, Bible promises. Do you know what the Bible promises? Do you know what the Bible says is for the child of the Lord Jesus Christ? If you don't, start working on it. You need to know your Christian assurances. What is assured you as a child of the living God? That's going to give you spiritual joy and emotional stability while everybody else is running around crying, what am I going to do now? Jesus said, if you'll just shut up, listen, I'll tell you. I've already given you instruction. It is in my word. Exactly what the Bible promises regarding, what's that next word? Healing? I thought that was for Assembly of God or Pentecost. I want you to listen what God's asking you to get involved in. Exactly what the Bible promises or assures us of regarding healing. This is our moment. Who is our? It's the church. This is our moment as a corporate body of believers, as an individual Christian in Jesus Christ. This is your moment. This is our moment. Please listen. This is our moment as the church to rise up with authority. Where do you get authority as a Christian? You get it by the Word of the living God, walking in it and proclaiming it. You rise up with authority to pray for the sick, spiritual sick, physical sick. Boy, Baptists are going to be shocked. Are you asking me to pray for somebody to be physically healed? You know what? You guys won't, because you do it. And you believe your God can heal if He chooses to. For the sick, spiritually sick, and the physically sick, you will pray with confidence backed by healing promises from the Bible. Jesus clearly prophesied that at the end of the age, the world would be battered by demonic powers. Underline the word battered, please. Now listen to what is coming to people during the church age. And let me say this. You say, well, that's probably for unbelievers. No, that's for Christians. Satan hates you. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what these riots are all about. It's not about racism. BLM has a political agenda. It is to shut the conservative down and shut the house of God down because they can't stand the truth of the living God. It exposes them for what and who they really are. Get off racism. Get ready for a cultural war. You're going to have to do what you don't like to do, and that's, again, stand up. Be counted for Jesus Christ. Battered. Assaulted by repeated blows. Abused. Regularly hit. They're the Kenny Chesney. How many of you know Kenny Chesney? He's a laid-back guy. Kenny Chesney has a song. It's kind of old. Here's some words in that song. When I am not chasing after demons, demons are chasing after me. When I am not chasing after demons, demons are chasing after me. Get ready. There's a chase already going on. And more will demons join in with their demonic power to abuse the child of God, to do anything and everything they can do to disrupt you and destroy you and put you down and shut your mouth. On Capitol Hill, it is a spiritual warfare at its best. God and Satan are battling. God is God. Satan is a created being. He cannot in any way ever overcome God. But he will battle him as long as God allows it to happen and battle every child of the living God. Once again, no tapping out. Amen. Battered by demonic powers. Demonic powers. They're creatures of hell. Creatures of hell are here. And they're going to get worse. How many? A great number. More than you and I want to know. So I'm telling you, how important is your church? More important than you know. Battered by demonic powers that long to ravage. The word ravage means to ruin or destroy. The word ruin means what? Ruin. To severely harm. To severely harm. This is what is in the church age and is getting worse. That long to ravage, ruin, and devastate people's health and lives. Because we have the promises of the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, we are equipped. You might want to underline that. We are equipped. Equipped for what? For God to work through us. I can't handle demonic power on my own, even as a child of God. But God can, and God says, I'll equip you and I'll be with you during that time I've equipped you, and I will fight your battles in and through you. Are equipped to answer His call. His call. Identity politics No. Identity in Christ? Yes. Amen. To answer His call. His call, not mine. Not a denominational call. His call. His call to bring healing. Are you ready to get involved in spiritual and physical healing? His call to bring healing to the sick at the end of this age. Question number one. As advanced as the field of health science has become, is it ready to deal with the massive effect of multiple newly emerging diseases? The answer is no. Check it out. Number two, what is an emerging disease? An emerging disease is one that appears in a population for the first time, or one that may have existed previously, but is rapidly increasing in incidence or geographic range. Number three, what lies directly before us? What is coming is the emergence of new infectious diseases, and that the re-emergence of old diseases will have a significant impact on health. Number four, what will be the factors that will influence this development? Travel, trade, microbiological resistance. Underline microbiological resistance. There's another one for Joe. Here's what we're talking about. Microbiological resistance occurs when microorganisms such as bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites change in ways that render the medicines used to cure the infections they cause ineffective and are referred to as superbugs. If you want to write this down after the service, just let me know. I'll give it to you. Travel, trade, microbiological resistance, human behavior, breakdowns in health systems, and increased pressure on the environment, social, political, and economic factors that cause the movement of people. There's the word movement. You might want to underline that. The movement of people will increase contact between people and microbes, and environmental changes caused by human activity all will contribute to the spread of disease. Have you gotten this one thing at this point? Life is changing and it's never going to be the same. You and I are going to have to adjust. The church is going to have to adjust, but the message is going to stay the same. The overuse of antibiotics and insecticides combined with inadequate or deteriorating public health infrastructures will hamper or delay responses to increasing disease threats. Sound familiar? Number five, are infectious communicable diseases on the rise? Yes. It is already predicted that STIs, sexually transmitted infections and diseases, will spread like a forest fire burning out of control. Is this broad category of disease already affecting the whole world? Yes. Now look at a subtitle here. God's tested design for your protection. Boy, aren't you glad after all this? Amen. Number six. Is our medical profession adequate enough to deal with the suffering that is rippling across the planet even now? The answer is no. It is simply beyond human capacity to conquer the menacing viruses and plagues that are emerging and re-emerging. And as bleak as the picture already is, it does not even include the diseases that are anticipated to arise in the future. I got a question. You going to dig a hole and hide in it? You going to tap out? Or are you going to get behind Jesus Christ and follow Him? Amen. But Terry, it may cost me my life. Welcome to Christianity 101. surprising to a lot of Christians in America. Oh, it might cost me my life. It might cost me my job. It might cost me more than I want to give. Go back to the cross on Calvary.
Amen.
If you're a child of God and you're living, or you're fixing to die, it's a win-win situation either way. What is God's advice in all of this? Those who walk by faith in the promises of God's Word are assured of divine protection and health as they renew their minds. So there you go. If your mind gets screwed up, you're bad. If your mind's messed up, your thinking gets messed up. Then your life gets messed up. Right, Tom? Not that you do that. Protection and health as they renew their minds to these divine words of truth and learn to cooperate with God's spiritual laws of blessing and protection. You will do well to read and regularly meditate on the entire 91st Psalm. I won't read it here, but you might want to try it sometime this week. Living at the end of the age provides us ample opportunities to draw near to the Lord and to make Him our refuge and habitation. We need never fear sickness, disease, pestilence, nor plague. The Lord is our protection as long as we... Notice the conditions here. It's a conditional statement. As long as we are walking in obedience to His Word. Well, next week, and I will be here.
Amen.
Earthquakes, fearful sights, and signs in the heavens. Well, we need to pray for Ben Hines. I think a lot of you may know, little liver problem here, has some cancer has been found. I talked to him yesterday, and he could really use a new liver, but that may take a while. So chemo is what is being suggested at the moment. So I told him that we would pray for him this morning. I would do it the way we usually do it, but because of the situation, we'll protect that. So I'm going to ask you as we bow our heads that you'll remember him this week. Also Kelly. Kelly's with us. She said had a good report there and things are continuing. And Harold, a little slippage there. So we need to pray for you too, right? Okay. Anybody else? Just raise your hand. There you go. There's hands. Yes, Kay's going to have back surgery. Yes. Thank you for that. Anybody else? Most gracious Heavenly Father, I want to begin praying for Ben. We thank you for him. We thank you for saving his soul. We thank you for being his Lord and Savior. We thank you for giving us the privilege as a body of believers to pray for our brother. Father, we pray for this cancer. You already know it's there. You have a will for him. And he is accepting your will, whatever it is. We pray for his deliverance, for his healing, as you ask us to. But we know that your divine will is right up there at the top of everything. And I want to thank you that he accepts that wholeheartedly. We pray for his wife during her surgery in the back, that you'll take care of the necessary needs there to get her back on her feet. Thank you for Kelly, the success here has come her way. We thank you for Harold, a little droppage and some things, and we just pray that you'll get that taken care of also. I know there's probably a lot of hands that could have gone up this morning. You already know who they are. We lift them up into your heavenly presence. We thank you that you already knew the issues in each and every one of them here today and eternity past before anything was ever created. The answer has already been provided. The healing's already been provided, however you choose to deliver it. We love you so much. because you love us. You forewarn us. You warn us. You equip us. When things look so dark and so bad, so tragic, we don't have to tap out as a church. And we won't. It will be our moment to rise up. Not only the spiritual healing and the physical healing, but Lord, with that spiritual healing may come salvation in so many that wouldn't take it during the easy time, but they're ready for it now because they see the reality of life. God bless this church as you have so greatly. Encourage us to increase in our ministries here, that you may use us even more. More salt, more light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.